Okay, so I'm willing to bet you have received one of these texts. It just lands on your phone, usually when you're busy, and it claims you owe some, tiny unpaid toll fee, maybe $5, or that the USPS can't deliver your package until you click a link and pay a small charge. Right now, you look at it, you sigh, and well, maybe you even click it. That exact moment, that little bit of annoyance or panic, is actually the point of failure. It's what's being targeted by this colossal global criminal enterprise. So today we were going to do a deep dive into the literal factory behind these scams. It's a terrifyingly efficient phishing as a service platform called Lighthouse. Our mission is to really dissect this complex, industrialized business model. We want to understand how it targets you specifically, especially here in the U.S., and then detail the pretty aggressive multi-front response being waged against it by companies like Google.
And we really have to start with the sheer scale of this thing. Lighthouse has already victimized over 1 million people globally, but the sources we looked at show an even more staggering figure for just U.S. consumers. Estimates suggest that approximately 115 million payment cards may have been compromised through campaigns like this between July 2023 and October 2024. This isn't just opportunistic, it's fraud at an industrial level.
Okay, let's unpack that term you just used, phishing as a service, or pay as. I mean, Lighthouse doesn't sound like a shadowy criminal network. It sounds more like a software startup.
That analogy is frighteningly accurate. Lighthouse is the ultimate turnkey solution for cyber criminals. To run a big phishing operation before, you needed serious technical skills. You have to build the sites, host the infrastructure, manage everything. Lighthouse just removes that barrier completely. It provides these ready-made, professionally crafted phishing templates, the robust hosting, the distribution tools, everything you need to launch a massive fraud campaign instantly.
So it's the total democratization of cybercrime. You're saying this platform makes sophisticated fraud cheap and accessible to almost anyone. So how does a criminal actually get started? What does the business model look like for them?
It's purely subscription-based access. Criminals can buy access for, a week, a month, or even a full year. They're essentially buying a license to launch these fraud campaigns that can hit victims in 120 countries. They're selling convenience and scale.
That efficiency is just disturbing. And who's the mastermind here? Is this a massive decentralized group, or is there the single point of origin we can trace?
Well, researchers have done some excellent work tracing the Lighthouse platform to a Chinese threat actor who uses the alias Wang Duoyu. And what's particularly shocking about this operation is the sheer professionalism involved. Wang Duoyu doesn't just sell the kits. This individual markets them and provides dedicated technical support on channels like Telegram.
Wait, wait. Technical support. You're saying Wang Duoyu runs customer service, a criminal help desk?
Exactly. Think of it as sauce for criminals. They offer guidance on optimizing templates for the best click-through rates, troubleshooting infrastructure issues, making sure the phishing sites stay online even after takedown attempts. The customer service lets the fraudster focus purely on spamming targets.
Right, so they handle all the technical headaches.
And it's important to know this group's history, too. Before they were Lighthouse, they operated as the Smishing Triad. They rebranded in March 2025. This is a textbook move to evade detection and, throw law enforcement off their trail.
And I'm guessing they aren't working in a vacuum, right?
Not at all. You should think of this less as one company and more as like a whole Chinese cybercrime industry. Lighthouse operates alongside similar platforms. The big ones are named Darkula and Lucid. In fact, security analysts have found clear technical connections between Lighthouse and Lucid, which suggests they share toolkits or infrastructure. It makes it so much harder to shut down the ecosystem. You block one, the other just steps in.
That interconnectedness makes a lot of sense. So let's pivot to the victim side. What are the specific strategies Lighthouse uses to get you to click, especially here in the U.S.?
They excel at exploiting very specific, very common anxieties. The primary targets are messages impersonating the United States Postal Service, and this is the critical one, specific state toll road authorities like E-ZPass. They weaponize that feeling of urgency. Pay the small fee now, or else it forces you into an emotional action before your rational side kicks in.
And this isn't just blanket spam, is it? We saw data that shows a high level of geographic targeting.
Yes, that really shows their sophistication. Campaigns have been specifically documented targeting residents across major U.S. states. Places like Washington, Florida, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, and Kansas.
Why are toll authorities such a perfect target? I mean, I travel between a few states, and frankly, I have no idea which toll authority I'm using on any given day.
And that's their greatest advantage, that fragmented system. Millions of Americans use these systems daily, so a text about an unpaid toll is completely plausible. And because the systems are so fractured, you know, Virginia uses one, Illinois uses another, the confusion just makes it easy for a fake message to blend right in.
And the tech they use means it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have, no one is safe just because they use an iPhone or an Android.
Exactly. The platform supports basic SMS, but also iMessage for Apple users and the more sophisticated RCS messaging on Android. And because methods like RCS are newer and more complex, they can sometimes bypass traditional spam filters that are only looking for basic SMS fraud. And when you do click that link, you're usually sent to one of thousands of deliberately misspelled domain names, just one character off, hoping you won't notice the difference on a small screen.
So once the victim is fooled, they land on the fake page. What exactly are the criminals trying to get?
It's the full catalog of your digital life. They're stealing credit card numbers, security codes, billing addresses, login credentials, PII. And in their more advanced templates, they even try to capture two-factor authentication codes to completely hijack your accounts. It's a complete identity takeover.
This level of organization and, frankly, branding brings us to the counterattack. Google recently launched this massive response against Lighthouse. And what's really astonishing is the legal firepower they're bringing to this. This is not a standard lawsuit.
No, and this is where you see how deep the operation goes. Google's investigators found at least 107 phishing templates that were specifically incorporating Google's trademarks. They were putting Google's branding on fake login screens to create this false sense of security. And that exploitation is what allowed Google to go after them with high-level federal statutes, things far beyond a simple civil claim. They're citing the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RGLUCO.
RCO. Wait a second. Isn't that the statute they used to go after the mafia and major organized crime syndicates?
That's precisely the significance. Using RCO is a deliberate strategy. It prosecutes the criminal structure, the enterprise, not just the individuals. It allows them to show that Lighthouse is an ongoing, organized pattern of illegal activity for financial gain. It attacks the core business model. And on top of that, they're pursuing claims under the Lanham Act for trademark infringement because Lighthouse used Google's brand trust and the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It's a complete legal assault on the infrastructure, the branding, and the criminal structure all at once.
That is heavy. So while the lawyers are busy with all that, what is Google deploying on the technology side to actually protect users?
Right. The tech response is essential to cut off the fraud. They're significantly expanding their use of advanced AI systems. These systems are designed to analyze messaging traffic patterns and filter out these fraudulent messages before they even get to you. They're also beefing up security in their main messaging product, Google Messages, specifically to defend against these smishing attacks. Plus, they've rolled out new user protection features like recovery contacts, which helps legitimate users get their accounts back quickly while blocking criminals.
It's clear that winning this isn't just about a successful lawsuit. It seems like it requires changing the rules of the game. Google is also endorsing specific legislative proposals to tackle the whole ecosystem.
That's right. They see the need for broader systemic change. So they're supporting things like the Guarding Unprotected Aging Retirees from Deception Act, the GUARD Act. It gives law enforcement better tools to target schemes against more vulnerable people. And then there's support for the Foreign Robocall Elimination Act, which creates a task force to block illegal automated calls from overseas. They're often connected to these same groups.
And probably most relevant to Lighthouse, the Scam Compound Accountability and Mobilization Act. That sounds like it shifts the focus from just chasing individuals.
It does. It moves towards disrupting the operational infrastructure and imposing sanctions on these big international criminal enterprises. Basically, Google is pushing Congress to treat this like a global supply chain problem, make it harder for these groups to operate internationally and easier to freeze their assets.
Okay, so what does this deep dive mean for you, the listener? We've gone through the business model, the counterattack. Let's synthesize the key advice for protecting yourself.
The absolute golden rule is this: never, ever click links in unsolicited text messages claiming you owe money or need to take action on a package. Legitimate organizations, USPS, Ease, ZPass, they will not require you to settle sensitive financial details over a text message link. Instead, you have to verify it manually. If you get a text about a toll or a package, just dismiss it. Then manually type the organization's official website into your browser or use a trusted bookmark. Go check your account status there on your own terms.
And what are those immediate red flags we should all be looking for?
Urgent language is the biggest giveaway. Act now or your account will be suspended. Look for generic greetings, bad grammar, and of course, unfamiliar web links. And if you do realize you've slipped up and given information to a phishing site, you have to act immediately. Contact your bank, change your passwords, and place fraud alerts on your credit reports. Time is critical.
This has been an incredibly enlightening look at the industrialized nature of fraud. We've unmasked Lighthouse. We've understood the Paycast model that makes this so accessible. We've identified the psychological hooks, and we've detailed this powerful legal and tech response from Google.
And what's crucial to remember is that we're fighting the democratization of cybercrime. Because these subscription services make it so easy for anyone, the moment one group is shut down, another one just pops right up using the same underlying tools. So here's a final provocative thought for you to consider. Given that these phishing as a service platforms are constantly rebranding and collaborating, you know, from Smishing Triad to Lighthouse, with connections to Lucid and considering the success of Google's RAOPO approach, how should global law enforcement adapt its own strategies to permanently target the foundational infrastructure, the payment processors, the hosting, instead of just continually chasing the visible names and aliases of the threat groups, something to mull over?